This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen, amen. This means war. Oh my goodness. Man, greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm excited, as I always say, for this message. Been chewing on it all week. The Lord has us in this great series. And I'm telling you, at a time in my life, I need this message. And I'm sure that you will be blessed as well. So if you would, grab your Bibles and join me in Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to look at 10 to 13. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 13. And it reads this way. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, is once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Christ Jesus. And Lord, we sit in anticipation to hear from you today. We ask right now that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. I pray that I decrease and you increase. In the mighty name of your Son, Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'd like to use as a title this morning, put on the whole armor of God. You know, last week we talked about chosen to be a soldier. And then the week following we talked about, are you a good soldier? Now today the Lord gives us the message on putting on the whole armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 says, finally, my brethren. He is getting ready now to tell you. He said, after everything said and done, now it's time to listen, brethren. So that we know that they're in the Lord. So he says, finally, brethren. What is he telling you to do finally? Be strong in the Lord. Now, I don't want you to gloss over that. He says, be strong in the Lord. Not be strong within yourself, but you must be strong in the Lord. Jesus said it best. He said, for without me, ye can do nothing. So Paul is saying, be strong in the Lord. And get this, not only that, in the power of His might. He wants you to be strong in service. He wants you to be strong in suffering. And He wants you to be strong in fighting. He wants you to be strong. Why? In the Lord. Because that's where you're going to find your strength, is in the Lord. He encourages us. He commands us to be strong. I want you to take a look at this. And man, I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite verses. You need to really read the whole chapter. But Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. You need to get there. You need to read verse 8 when you get a chance as well. But we're going to look at 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Listen to this. Oh man. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Man, I'm.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.